Good evening, Flames fans, and welcome to Flames Unfiltered, hosted by myself, Brad Rood, and Kyle Lewis. Today is a special episode. Today we're talking about, I know it's one of Kyle's favorite topics, jerseys and jersey numbers, and just some odd stories on Flames jerseys and some of the numbers that guys wore that we didn't think about it. Who's retired, who's not, who should be. This, what do we have at the Wall of Fame, or what do we call that? The
Forever a Flame.
Forever a Flame. There you go, Kyle.
I think that program's pretty well done because they haven't used it in so long.
I know, but I wish they would announce something on it so there was some clarity for
clarity or closure, as it were.
Closure would be good, right?
Right.
Oh, but it is what it is, and this is not a regular episode. This is a little different. As we go off, the Flames are on break, so we're talking something different to do with Flames. And the first thing I got to settle with you, Kyle, is, do you call it a sweater or a jersey?
That's a tough one. I mean, I call it a jersey.
I do, too.
Pretty well exclusively, but there's a old-school traditionalist crowd that gets quite upset about that and prefers that you call it a sweater. I've just never been able to buy into that. Sweater, to me, is like something your grandmother knits, you know?
I'm really old school, so like I want to call it a sweater, but I never do. Like I never do.
Yeah,
it's a jersey to me. It just is a jersey to me. And I don't know. I don't know. I know what you mean. But you know what? Most of my friends and the most of the guys that I relate with in hockey, it's a jersey. I mean, I don't really know anybody that calls it a sweater. Maybe it's age groups, right? Maybe like my dad would have called it a sweater, which probably makes sense because it probably was a sweater at that time.
At one point, it would have been, But yeah, I think it's changed. Actually, this is interesting timing for this episode, too, because there has been a lot of rumblings of late that the NHL may go back to wearing whites at home and darks on the road.
Oh, my God. If you said to me, Brad, you can change one thing about the league, that's probably what I would pick.
Wow. You wouldn't want everybody to understand goaltender interference for once?
No, I would probably say that, but I'm not sure that we'll ever understand that because I really don't know that we'll ever, unless we go back to the stupid Brett Hull rules. But I don't know. Yeah. Like I'm one of those guys. Like, okay, I'm not fortunate enough to have season tickets. I don't live in Calgary, so I don't have season tickets to the Flames, and nor do you. But if we did, I would want to come to the game and see a new jersey come in every week, new color.
Yeah.
And now,
well,
now it's just white. You see white every game.
Well, the idea, from what I understand in the past, was that you were, as a fan, you get to see the most colorful jersey that your opponent wore, right? Because they always wore it in your building. Mm-hmm. And that was the case right up until 2003, 2004, which was when the Flames introduced the beloved Black Sea jersey, which now has become something of a cult classic, I guess you could say, in Flame circles. So particularly the one that has Blasty in the shoulders, reminiscent of 2004 Cup run, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if that's going to pick up any steam or not. I think it's an interesting idea. I know some people that absolutely hate the idea because it is kind of nice to have your most beautiful sweater worn at home, which is the case for the Flames. But we'll see what happens.
But there's a solution to this. So why don't the first half of the season up until All-Star break, you wear the darks at home, and then the rest of the way it's whites? Like we can work with this. This doesn't have to be a black or white deal. Like I would prefer it be that, but it doesn't need to be. Like, it just doesn't make sense in today's day. That
was that intentional, that choice of words, black or white?
What? No, it wasn't.
All the better now. No, you said it's a black or white issue, and we're talking about colors. So the biggest issue I have with potentially doing this is one of the things I'd heard was that you could actually have dark on dark, which I think is a terrible idea because if you ever played hockey and you get those idiot friends of yours that they wear like a yellow jersey.
Yeah.
Or like a red jersey, which I sometimes do. And it's like, okay, what team are they actually on? Or let's say you get the puck in your feet and you crawl as quickly as you can. You look up to make a play and you get the puck away because you think that dark color is a dark color.
Yep, I agree. But you know what else? Yeah, here's another twist to this. Did you know, and I've seen Montreal do it where they'll wear white jerseys with a dark helmet. And I noticed Team USA did it on whatever night it was, Saturday night.
Saturday.
When they wore blue with a white
helmet. I didn't like that.
You don't like it?
I didn't like that. I would have preferred the USA had worn blue helmets with those jerseys. I think it would look a lot better.
I don't know. I mean, I liked it when I saw the Habs do it. I had really no preference on the U.S. It probably would look fine, I guess, either way. But I don't know that I'm not. I liked it when the Habs did it, and I noticed who else? I noticed somebody else this year did that. Now, I thought maybe there'd be a league rule on that you had to have your jersey matching, because you'd think logistically you don't want both teams in white helmets, right?
No, you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But anyway, we'll see how this pageantry all plays out.
So going back to Flames jerseys, retired numbers. We have Al MacInnis, number 2, Lanny McDonald, number 9, Jerome McGinley, 12, Nieuwendyk, 25, Vernon, 30, and Kiprusoff, 34. We have...
Two of those aren't actually retired, though.
They're not. 25 and 2 are not. They're honored numbers. So really, we only have 4 retired, 9, 12, 30, and 34. Mm-hmm. I don't like this honored stuff.
No, that's what the Leafs do. Although, if you're going to... It's like a whole thing about half measures, right? Either retired or don't. If you don't retire numbers like the Leafs don't, okay, fine, so be it. You can honor them. Mm-hmm. But to retire numbers and also honor them is a bit confusing.
Because to me, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think there would probably be a lot of argument on the Nieuwendyk one, and I could probably argue both ways, right? Al MacInnis, I think probably my argument probably would lean more towards retiring the number. I don't know. Has anybody worn number 2 lately? I guess I should probably know that.
Mike Commodore is the last one I can remember.
Yeah.
Which is strange. Like, I'm not, you know, that took place and then didn't.
I know. And then, you know, now we have some current guys. Like, what are we doing with Giordano's number? Anything? I mean, is it honored? I mean,
yeah. The easy answer would be say honor it. But I don't. Oh, that's going to be very similar for me to the Michael Backlund number 11 debate when that comes up when he retires or when he leaves.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, retiring jerseys is for the truly exceptional players in a team's history. So I don't know that either. I mean, they're both great players, but I'm not sure that either one is deserving of.
And I can see that argument, and I don't disagree with you, Kyle. So let's throw out 2 more numbers that I wanted to talk about, and then we're going to get into a.
I know one of them.
Well, Johnny Gaudreau was one. I mean, I think that's probably going to be retired. Would you not think?
I have every reason to believe at this point that it's going to be.
And I also think Theo Fleury is from number 14. No one has wore it since him. He was an unbelievable hockey player. If you look at his numbers and you look at everything, unbelievable. I feel like that needs to be retired too. I feel like the Flames have set it aside to be retired, but just it hasn't happened. It'd be interesting to see what happens with both of those two, because you can make an argument either way on both, and you can make any argument either way on any of the guys that we've retired or honored. But I feel like I'd feel more complete as a Flames fan to see both those two great players in the rafters.
Yeah, and it'd be funny to see 12, 13, and 14, right? 13, I think, is a given. I think it's just a matter of how rushed everything was going into the season. So I think you'll see that happen next year. 14 remains a contentious issue because of Fleury's inability to keep his mouth relatively quiet ever. Which
would be irrelevant. We don't retire. I mean, you can say that about a number of players. That's a completely irrelevant to how we play the game of hockey.
Well, you can say that, but people don't care. People don't separate them is the problem. So,
well, that's their fault then. That's their shortcoming.
But that's ultimately why it's not retired. And at this point, I'm not really convinced it's going to be. It's strictly because of that.
If it's not, it's going to be a travesty, because he was an unbelievable hockey player for this team. And was a key cog in a Stanley Cup, and for years after. So, we'll see what happens there. So, can you name any of the numbers? How many? Okay, I guess here's a better question: how many of the numbers that are available? We can't use 99 because 99 has been retired by the league, which is crazy, but it is. How many numbers in Flame? Gosh, I can't talk today, Kyle. How many Flames numbers a jersey's never been worn with those numbers? There's 11. There's 11 numbers that nobody's ever worn ever. And I did not know that. I was going through all the numbers and nobody's wore 69. Nobody's wore 72, 74, 75, 78, 84, 85, 87, 90, 95, and 97. I was surprised.
Hmm.
Wow. I was totally surprised on that. So I want to talk a little bit about, I'm going to name off some numbers. And when I did this with myself, I picked some players. I picked some players that I didn't think. The first person you think of when you say a number isn't always the best player. After, it just isn't, because it's who you remember from your time frame, right? But like if I say number seven, who do you say? Who do you think of? Who do you think of when number seven?
Right away, CJ Brody.
Me too. That's who I think of too. And yep. I mean, there's been 24 players that have worn number seven. TJ Brody, probably. Joe Mullen's probably the best player to wear number seven.
Yep.
But I think everybody from our time frame thinks of Brody. It's just it's different on some of these numbers. 60 players have worn number one. Who do you think of when you think of number one?
Roman Turk.
Me too.
Yeah. And for some reason, seven also makes me think of Andre Zuzan, which is ridiculous really? For a short time. But yeah, he had a hell of a shot.
He wore it in 2007.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of number, when I say number six, who do you think of?
Corey Sarich.
Okay. I see. I think of Phil Housley.
That's a good one. Yeah. Housley was a great flame.
He wore it for 6 years. So, and that's probably why. And that was a key time when I watched a lot of. I mean, I watch a lot of films from pretty much 86 on, but yeah, Corey Sarch worked for quite a few years too, from 08 to 13. So that makes a lot of sense. You didn't think of Connor Mackey, huh?
No.
There's a lot of numbers. It's hilarious. Who?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So here's another one that was a number that's an interesting one. Number 10, who do you think of?
Dave Lowry and Tony Amani predominantly.
Okay.
You?
I think Gary Roberts.
That's a far more obvious one for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean these Lowry and Amonte are both, you know, number 10 at a time when I was like really, really into the Flames, when I probably appreciated, you know, hockey more than I ever had.
Yeah. How about number 15? I think off the charts on this one. You're gonna laugh at mine.
Blair Betts.
Yours is worse than mine. I think it's Tim Jackman.
Nigel Dawes. Didn't he wear 15?
Nigel Dawes. No, he didn't wear 15.
What did he wear?
Oh, he did. 2010.
Yeah, there it is.
Right. He did.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
We'll go further down the list here, and then I got some crazy stories about numbers. When you think of number 19, who do you think of?
Well, Matthew Tkachuk, largely, although David Jones comes to mind.
I know that's one that came to mind for me, too.
Yeah. I think Blair Jones wore it as well, actually.
Did he? Let me look here. Yep, he did for 2 years, David Jones. And then another one that I don't know why. It's probably just because of the cup thing, but Chuck Obosu comes to mind, too. He wore it from 06 to 07.
I have one. It's funny I didn't think of that because I have one of his 05, 06, his first home jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many Flames jerseys do you have that are game worn?
20, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good collection.
It's not bad, yeah. And some of them are fairly obscure, but it's an interesting hobby because you never know what somebody's looking for. Like there's a guy in Vegas that, you know, really wants my Miramanov jersey, for example, because he's buddies with him, right? Sure. There was another one that was, I'm trying to think of, somebody asked me one recently, but probably the crown jewel for me is the Lombardi from the 04 playoff run. I think it's actually the one he was wearing when Hatcher decked him, but yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones for sure. Let me throw a couple at you. I want to try to think of some numbers here and who you think of. So 29, who do you think of?
Joel Otto.
You know who I think of?
Who?
Mike Vernon.
Okay. And that's one of the crazy stories I was going to talk about is we didn't know why Vernon wore 29 because he was 30. He's retired, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And when he came back to Calgary for a second city, he wore 29. We didn't know the answer. We went right to the source. We talked to his son, and there was really no significance to that at all. And that was an episode we did on episode 187. And yeah, there was really no significance at all. It was just like, somebody had Fred Brathwaite, I believe, had number 30, right? When he came back.
He wore 40. That's what I was remember, Matt. He wore 40 for his whole tenure, didn't he?
Who had 30? Somebody had 30 when Vernon came back.
Maybe not. No, he partnered with Turek 1 year and Brathwaite the other, I believe.
Well, he wore 29. He wore 29 in 01, 02, and nobody was wearing 30. Why would you do that? There was no reason. He just did it.
Well, he wore it in Detroit, but still, it was it's interesting. I actually have an autographed Mike Vernon photo in my office with him wearing that 29, which is with a strange choice. Huh? I his gear setup in the early 2000s, the Flames was wicked. He had beautiful pads, had the Blasty helmet. It looked really cool.
Yeah.
What about 27?
27 Sven Barchi.
Yeah, 47 to 27. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, Mark Savard, and I'm still angry about it 27 years later.
he was like one of those all-time favorites for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, because I had a feeling back then what he was going to be, and then as soon as he got dealt to Atlanta, he just took right off.
Yeah, he did. Hell of a player.
Wild, yeah, absolutely wild. I think one more to throw at, and we'll keep moving along here. What about trying to think of a more obscure one? 55.
Hanifin. Rob Ramage, yep. Wore 55 too. Zarly Zalapsky.
Yeah. Shane O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of bench brawl fame.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
There are some weird stories that go with numbers. Do you know that when James Patrick played for the Flames, he wore three different jerseys numbers?
He wore three.
He wore he wore three from 96 to 98. He wore five in 95. He wore six in 94.
Huh.
Just seems odd as can be.
Well, it's funny, actually, because you just reminded me as well, even though the guy sticks with the same number, Blake Coleman has more game-worn jerseys than probably any player in the NHL. He switches jerseys a ridiculous amount. If you do if you go to the Flame sale at your end online, there's a whack of game-worn Coleman jerseys. He switches between periods all the time.
So what? How many jerseys do they allow a player? Because I've heard stories that players don't even get to keep their game worn jerseys. They get one.
Yeah, at best. Yeah, and usually, so there's three sets of home and away, mm-hmm. and then there's usually one set of alternates. So now the Flames have worn Blasty a lot more this year, so there might be two sets of it. I'm not sure, but there's a whack of jerseys that go into circulation, and they get snapped up fast, real fast. Yeah,
Johnny Gaudreau. We talked about him earlier when he came to the Flames. He wore 53.
53, yep.
And then that number was later worn by his college buddy and friend, Buddy Robinson.
Yeah, his buddy, buddy.
His buddy, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was short-lived, but that was cool. That would have been a cool experience. Same as, you know, John was really good friends with Bill Arnold, too. So it was cool they got to play together in the minors a little bit, I believe, or in college, rather.
I also thought this was interesting. We recently lost him on waiver claim, but Walker Dewar, he wore 61. For 1 year and then changed to 71. It seems weird. Yeah, it's weird because why would you? They're both training camp numbers. Like you wouldn't think a guy would trade training camp numbers, but he did. He went from 61 to 71. Did you know? Here's one I didn't know. Did you know Kevin Ball wore 88 for a few games before he changed to 7?
I don't think I knew that. No.
Preseason games, he wore 88, and I did not even remember that at all.
That's kind of interesting, too, because a lot of times they'll play preseason games wearing a jersey with the expectation they're going to pick a regular number, right? Which is funny in Ball's case, because he was already kind of established as a regular NHLer at that point.
But he wore 88 in New Jersey.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And now Rory Karens is switching from 86 to 6 because Joel Farabee took 86.
Oh, yeah.
But it's always interesting to me too when you see a forward wearing a single digit, like when like even top Uzi wore number 7.
Do you miss the days when it was pretty much signified if you were 2 to 2 to 8, you were a defenseman and 9
yeah, I
could
mean,
go either way, and then
yeah, I always kind of preferred it. For no particular reason, it's just what I was used to, I guess. I was just thinking of number 8 actually, and I thought of Brendan Morrison and Val Bure.
You know,
Valerie Burry was the guy I went through all the numbers. He was the first one that came to mind with number eight. And 24 people have wore number eight. Chris Tanev, Tyson Berry, Ballamacki wore that. Mm-hmm. Quite a few guys that
Peter Buzik wore too, didn't he?
Peter, yes, he did. And 0203, that's a name blast from the past.
Yep.
Trent Young wore
Jeff Cowan trade. I have one of his game warrants, number 38. Yeah, Trent Yanni. Ah, yes, I forgot about Joel Colburn. And he had one really good year here.
He did.
And then he had a hat trick in his first game with Colorado, and then suffered a concussion, and that was pretty much the end of his career. That was sad.
I always liked his style. I really did. I always liked the way he played, and kind of always thought he'd maybe be a guy that kind of sticks. You know what I mean? But it never happened.
No, it did not.
When I say number 89, who do you think of? This is one that came to my mind right away. Only two guys have wore it. Two guys have wore it.
Let me think for a second. Did Jakob Nokdadl wear it?
No, who's that?
Nesterov wore it.
Yep, Nesterov and Alan Quine. That's who I always thought of. Remember Alan Quine? Yeah. I liked him.
He'd be happy to hear that.
I know. He probably... He's not a Braden Pahal like, but he's alike, right? You know, I don't know.
That's interesting. That is interesting. What's another one? You said nobody wore 74, like, and that's a number that I wore for quite a while because it was Theo Fleury's Olympic number.
It was
because Brendan Shanahan had 14.
I'd like to know why he picked 74. That was a good Olympic. Wow, was that Olympics good?
I think stylistically, it looked the closest to 14. That's how I rationalize it in my brain, but I don't know. But it was a really cool looking jersey.
That was.
Yeah.
Rob Ramage wore 44. He wore 55 too.
See, 44 to me is either Rhett Warner or Rob Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
Somebody else, kind of a journeyman. Corey Potter wore that, I think, in Calgary.
Go
ahead.
Goalies are interesting. Like, who do you think of with 33? You know, like, that's a pretty well-known goalie number, right? And in Calgary, like, 19 players have wore 33, but it's kind of a curse.
Nokdadl wore 33, the defenseman that I mentioned.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And David Rittich, obviously.
Yeah. But it's been one year and out wearing it. JP McLennan wore it.
Christoph Oliva.
Yep.
I think in 04.
Yep, yep. In 04 he wore it. Adrian Acoin wore it for 2 years. He's
You know what? He was really underrated as a Flame. He came off some injured seasons, in Chicago, I believe. He had a booming slap shot. He was fun as a Flame.
He was good, yeah. But like goaltender wise, there's not a lot of really good goalies in Calgary that wore 33, and it's kind of odd. A lot more players have wore that number.
I hadn't thought because that's a really popular number. Another teams, and of course, 33 in general, I think of Patrick Waugh, but as a Flame, never really anybody of any, you know, crazy significance.
Nope, not at all.
And like 35, like another common one, like I can't help but think like Kay Whitmore, which is just so random.
That you think of Kay Whitmore, you know, I thought of Andre Trefeloff. That's even
probably that's a good one.
He wore it for 1 year. That's another Henry. One. 1 year and out, man. Don't pick that number. Yep.
Henrik Karlsson.
Yeah, he worked for 2 years, actually. He got 2 years out of him. And
you know, I have a buddy, Brian Palmer, who's from just outside St. John. He would love this particular episode because he and I are constantly throwing random jersey numbers at each other and guessing who the player is. And it's this episode is not for the faint of heart.
Well, I wanted to do this, number one, because I know how both me and you are about jerseys. And numbers, but when I started doing a little bit of looking into it, it was kind of interesting to see how many players change numbers, had multiple numbers. And then when I thought of like a player, when I thought of a number and I thought of a player, and then I went and looked at the history of the Flames and who wore it, I was like, oh boy, why did I think of this guy first? Because there's probably no justification to why I thought of that name, because there's probably been a lot more players that were a lot better hockey players, but a lot of it's situational on what we remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny, the things in your, like, you might remember a particular jersey that they wore, like a certain color, like a certain style with that number on it. I can think about Jeff Friesen for some reason the other day.
He's from Esteban.
Yeah, he had some issues, but I thought he was going to come to Calgary, be a really effective player. And I think he wore 16 in Calgary.
Did he?
I think so.
Let me look. I got the chart right here. 25 players have wore 16. Yes, he wore it in 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, he was going through some stuff at the time and wasn't really as effective as we all hoped. Because he was a real gamer in San Jose. He's a great player for the Sharks.
And he was a highly touted prospect. Boy, I remember him. Yeah. He was there was a lot of talk of him in his draft years.
Yeah.
Brett Hull wore 16 in Calgary.
Yep.
Lyndon Vay, remember him?
Yes, vaguely.
1 year.
Oh, I'm really reaching now. You got me thinking of somebody else. Who was it? 16.
Well, Zadorov wore 16. That's
yeah, that Tobias. Was kind of a weird one.
Oh, Tobias Reeder? Yeah, Tobias Reeder wore it.
Yeah. Yeah, some.
Oh, here's another one. An old Leaf. I don't know why this name always stuck with me. I think it's from NHL 94. You remember that game?
Oh, yeah, of course. I have that game.
Nikolai Borshevsky wore 16 in Calgary.
I didn't even remember. Hey, Craig Berube did as well.
He did. He wore it for a long time, from 92 to 2003. He probably wore the number longer than anybody ever. And he did. He wore it longer than anybody else in Flames history.
But he was also, that was over two tenures with the team. Yeah. Yes, he was gone on a few different teams there in between. But yeah, he was part of that.
Yes, you're right, because there's a lot of guys in between that wore it. So yeah.
He was part of that big line brawl with the Ducks back in 2001, I believe. It's on YouTube. It's a great, great watch.
Well, in this break, we probably have the time to watch that, right?
Yeah.
We still don't play for quite a few days. But.
Well, and it was so weird, too, because after the USA-Canada game, like that Sunday that fell right after, there's no football, there's no hockey, there's no baseball. Was there NASCAR on? I don't even know.
It was supposed to be the Daytona 500, but it got rained out. It got rain delayed, and they didn't race it till last night.
So absolutely no sports at all. Wow, that's wild.
I was driving. Wild. So, crazy. Number 54. Who do you think of?
54. Oof. I'm not sure I think of anybody.
It's weird guys wore. David Jones wore it in 2014.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned Jones earlier. That's right.
Yeah, and Rasmus Anderson wore it.
That's right. Yeah. He was a rookie.
Yeah. That one kind of threw me off, but I was interested.
He wore 14 in the American League.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. In Stockton. Stockton and Abbotsford both, I believe.
I always liked the Abbotsford Heat name. I don't know why.
Yeah. That was a cool name for sure.
So if you were going to be in the NHL, which we're both far from that, what number would you have worn?
Probably 74.
74.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because it was a cool number, because the whole Fleury connection. I've worn it for quite a while and just always otherwise be 14, but I guess if I was going to play for the Flames, that wouldn't be an option.
I would probably wear 55, and I really don't know why. And through my youth hockey and stuff, I always was 5. And then I don't know if it was just because I was older or what. I thought of myself as an old man. When I started playing senior men's hockey, I just wore 55. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But I always like that number.
Hmm. Yeah, it's, 55. Who wore that when they came? There was somebody that came through Calgary and switched to 55 from 5 because 5 wasn't available. And I can't remember who it was.
Hannafin did that.
Was it Hannafin that did that, though? I thought it was somebody else.
I'm not sure. No, I think Hannafin just quick straight. Well, Adam Party wore it. Nobody really in Calgary history, like the only guys that really Rocky Thompson wore it. Remember Rocky Thompson?
Yeah, I think Steve, he's still an assistant coach.
Steve Smith wore it, Adam Party, Shane O'Brien, Rob Ramage wore it too. And then Noah Hannafin wore it from 19 to 24. So not really any other buddy than Hannafin.
I still find it I find it strange watching Noah Hannafin play wearing number 15.
I do too.
I'm never used to that.
There's a lot of guys that we've that have left Calgary, and no matter what number, it just seems weird seeing them.
Yeah.
Hanifin does seem weird, and I don't know why, because he wasn't in Calgary that long. But no. But is one of those guys that just doesn't look right in another jersey. So I don't know. But it's always fun talking numbers and all the things that have changed. But we just wanted to do a little bit different episode since there was no active hockey going on. But kind of interesting to see some of the stories behind the numbers and why these players chose those numbers. So,
yeah.
That's it. Are you enjoying your break from hockey, Kyle?
I think the teams needed it, so I haven't minded it at all, right? Like, we talked about the injury concerns surrounding the Flames last time out, so it's different. I mean, I prefer to have hockey to watch, but I think the ends justify the means in terms of this break.
I agree. It's been fun, it's been nice, and it'll rejuvenate me, so I'm ready to watch this again. Hopefully we can get things back on a positive note. Kyle and I will be back next week with a normal episode, because we will have a game to talk about. And normal things is transactions may happen. I guess time will tell on that one. Back next week with a normal episode. Thanks for everybody listening to our little bit different episode today, and talking a little bit about jerseys and stuff that Kyle and I like outside of the everyday Flames game stuff.
Exactly.
All right, Flames fans, have a good week. We're back next week.
Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered with Brad Berube and Kyle Lewis, your source for unfiltered Calgary Flames hockey talk. Keep it locked on flamesunfiltered.ca. Subscribe where you get all your podcasts to never miss an episode. Flames Hockey Talk every week, presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.